And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. It's November. It's actually the second week of November, November 10th, but when it comes to being November, all of the long summer days are behind us and the holidays are ahead of us. So many of our guests on the show are going to be talking about the upcoming holiday events and the exciting things going on in Prescott Valley as we navigate our way through the wonderful holiday season. Again, as we always say, you know, shop local, stay local, support local as you're doing your holiday shopping. And you'll hear that from me so many times. But now more than ever, the community really could use your support and our business's support. So when you're planning your Christmas gift giving or your holiday gift giving, a gift card, a certificate. We've got so many wonderful businesses and services, retail in Prescott Valley. Also, our Wranglers football will be playing starting in March. So what fun would the tickets to a Wranglers game be? Things that you don't necessarily use right now, but it's there for you to use in 2021, which we are looking forward to with hope and positivity. So lots of good things going on. And again, thank you for joining us. So we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to start out. One of our first things coming up is our Flying High Turkey Drive, an annual event where we collect turkeys and have Thanksgiving dinner for those less fortunate in our community. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQNAworldwide.com.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reprographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reprographics today.
John Dombrowski here with your culture and economy tip number 9. Did you recently receive a raise at work? Congratulations! Now it's time to also give your retirement savings a raise. Every time you get a bump in pay, increase the contribution amount to your retirement accounts and watch your savings grow. I've been assisting my clients reach their financial goals for over 25 years and can help you as well. Call 480-991-1055 to schedule a complimentary financial consultation. Visit us at GrandCanyonPlanning.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter. Again, that number is 480-991-1055. I'm John Dombrowski reminding you, don't run out of money before you run out of time.
Securities and advisory services offered through Client One Securities, LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and an investment advisor. Grand Canyon Planning Associates, LLC, and Client One Securities, LLC are not affiliated.
You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Okay, joining me now is Gloria Gross, the Prescott Valley Chamber Operations and Events. And I capitalize E in events for her title because this is what we're going to be talking about and what she is so busy working on this time of year. Also, Ann Wilson with the Yavapai Food Bank. So welcome, both of you.
Thank you. We're good. So glad to be here.
Good yes, to have you. Well, it's that time of year. Go, 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 go. Is that pretty good? Yeah,
that's right. I should have brought my gobbler.
Oh, that's right. We love sound effects. Well, we're on radio, but we also love anything that does with our Flying High Turkey Drive to create a celebration and support for collecting turkeys and food items for the Yavapai Food Bank so that others in our community may have the traditional Thanksgiving dinner. And I will tell you, and I showed you a picture, Ann, that our volunteers will be out there wearing the best turkey masks Gloria could find, along
so
with our
cute
turkey tiaras that we bring out every year.
I saw one of them earlier. They were cute.
Right, yeah, right.
They are so cute.
So, Gloria, I'll let you start off, and then, Ann, let's talk about how important this Flying High Turkey Drive has become for our community, okay?
Okay.
So we'll start with Gloria with the who, what, when, where, why, where, how, and details.
Okay. Our Turkey Drive is Monday, November 23rd, 12 to 6 p.m. at Fry's on Glassford Hill Road. They do a wonderful job of letting us come over there and get our turkeys, and people can buy turkeys, and we're trying to do things a little bit different this year with the COVID and all that stuff. They're going to have turkeys outside for us to be able to give to people when they walk out into the door, and then they will just pay for it on the way out and give it back to us. So
they don't really, if they just want to come and donate a turkey, they actually don't have to go all the way to the back deep freeze get it.
They'll be able to just pick it up right there out on the sidewalk where we'll be sitting.
What a brilliant idea.
I know.
Oh, that's great.
That was Gene Draper's idea.
Thank you, Gene. Well, Gene has been such a supporter of this. Such a supporter.
He is. He's amazing. So we partner with the food bank, and we love their partnership. Of course, the fire department with a truck will be theirs because you're going to be going up high in the ladder again this year like you always do.
I just have to ask Ann real quick, perfect segue into just a quick question. And now Bob's always praying for snow when I go up in there. Is he doing that already?
I know. I was just thinking of that. I was thinking, man, I hope the weather will be good that day because I know it's cold up there.
Yeah. It does get cold. And some we've had colder years and others we've had, it's been beautiful, balmy weather. Last year was a little windy, so we were only able to go up about 30 feet and we were beat up there. And I know it's safe. It's, Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority. It's their ladder truck that goes up. They save people out of that thing.
They do. Yeah.
But by the same token, this girl was ready to come down and talk turkey with the people on the street.
Yeah.
It does get cold up there. But yeah, segue into Ann. We love partnering with the Yavapai Food Bank and our community and helping feed those that are less fortunate than we are. Tell us what we can do to help you, Ann. Besides get turkeys.
Well, we just look forward to this food drive every year. We know that we cannot hardly raise all the turkeys that we need, usually just by ourselves. And so we really do appreciate you guys kind of ramrodding this and doing what you do. And we're just the recipients of it. So it makes our job so much easier. Now, this year, we are expecting our need to be greater than we have in the past. We've always asked for 2,500 turkeys, and we have never gotten them. We hope that we get the 2,500 this year. And we're having people sign up. We're doing things differently. We're having a sign up online, and we're going to do kind of a drive-through event. And Lynn Passfield is the one that's kind of coordinating that event. And so if anyone, by any chance, cannot sign up online or can't, they can call her at 499-4998788. No, I don't even think that's right. But it's 8857. I'm sorry.
Or they can call
499-8857, or you can call the food bank, and then I'll give you her phone number. But she is signing people up herself, and we expect there's already been some people called and said that they didn't know how to use a computer or they didn't have one or something.
Yeah.
So we expect that. But you can sign up on our Facebook page or sign up on our website. And there's another way also, and it's in our flyer if somebody gets a hold of the flyer, or you can call the food bank, and they can give you the more detailed information.
And you're looking for not only turkeys, but everything to go with the turkeys,
oh,
right.
Yes, we need all the trimmings, too. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, we partner every year with Living Faith Church because they mm-hmm. have a huge parking lot and more ability to take in all those cars.
Right.
And so they're going to help put these baskets together and help dispense those baskets. And it's always a really big event. And we use a lot of volunteers that are from the church over there, and that always is so helpful to us. And they're going to be nice baskets. I tell you, they have not just a turkey in them, but they have, usually we put in 10 pounds of potatoes. Now, potatoes might be hard to get this year. That's one of the things that we've run into, and they said he's going to try his best to. But mm-hmm. if not, there'll be potatoes in there of some sort that they'll have. And they'll have dressing in there. They'll have vegetables in there, and they'll have a pumpkin pie and whipped cream rolls and even a pan to cook it in.
Oh, how nice.
Yes, we would provide that little bit of pan to cook it in, yeah.
Well, we're all for the pumpkin pie, aren't we, Marnie?
Yes, we are, Gloria. I'm waiting for my pumpkin pie. Can people... So we tell them that we want turkeys, but the fixins.
Yes, we need all the fixins. Yes.
The fixins. So they can donate those too, or they can they start? Let's say a lot of people are doing their dry goods shopping now. You know,
yes.
Waiting a couple weeks more towards the actual date of Thanksgiving for the fresh stuff, but they're doing their dry shopping. So if they bought it, can they bring it to you ahead of time or?
Absolutely.
Okay.
In fact, we would really like people, if they want to donate a turkey and they want it to count for the turkey drive, you can bring it by even days before that Monday if you want to. Bring it in and just tell them that this is, for the turkey drive, and we'll count it towards that.
And they can also drop it off at the chamber.
Or any other food as
because,
well.
Because we'll take all of the stuff you want to. If you're shopping and you say, well, I'm not quite sure where the food bank is or I can't get over there, but the chamber's right next door to the Hampton Inn, drop it off to us and we'll make sure. We'll just have a shuttle going back and forth bringing you food ahead of time. Because I know you're trying to get a lot of some of that done earlier this year because you know your need is greater.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and we're actually adding another day. We're going to be open also on Monday, and the turkey drive doesn't start until, what, noon?
Noon.
Yeah.
So we feel like that we, again, a few turkeys, that we have some promises from an organization to give us a few turkeys early, mm-hmm. real early Monday.
Nice.
And so anybody else that wants to help bring a turkey before that time, that'll help us a lot.
Okay. Well, they all have to do is say it's for the turkey drive. So whether mm-hmm. they're buying it at the Fries in Prescott Valley, it would still go towards the numbers.
Right.
That we're working on because it's, you know, a community-wide effort that
right.
we bring those turkeys. And,
right.
you know, we call it friendly competition, but that's just because it makes us work harder to get more turkeys.
It does.
You
that's
know,
right.
I mean, that's what right. it is. And it's get kind of ready to really work on that. So we'll be doing our own promotion coming up with turkey masks and hats, getting our members to understand that, you know, it's really nice if they donate a turkey, or they can donate what, Gloria, money?
They can donate money, yes.
Yes.
We had somebody come in this week and gave us money to buy turkeys, and so we will do that.
Yes.
We will make sure we do that night.
Yes, and one year, because we were short, we had to go out and buy some at the last minute, and all the stores were out. We had to get a special order in. I don't even remember which store that we had to get it through. It was difficult.
Oh.
So it's important for us to know kind of how many turkeys we're going to have before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Right, but you have a general idea of how many turkeys you're going to need, though, right?
Oh, yes, right.
How many boxes
you'll be making. Yes, we really would like to get about 2,500 turkeys this year.
Wow.
Because
right.
we really hope, that we know that there's going to be a little bit more than we've had in the past, and we sure would hate to run out. There has been a few times that we've had to tell people that we've run out, and they've given them gift cards or something to try and go get something at the last minute, and that's not fun.
Right.
So,
no. Don't want to have to do that. Besides, it takes a few days to thaw out that bird.
Right.
Oh, it does.
Well, let's go back to you know, in Prescott Valley. Now we're going to talk about the turkey drive goes on in Prescott, Prescott Valley. Obviously, you know, we have our fries stores, two in Prescott and then one in Prescott Valley. But then an Old Town, Mission in Cottonwood, their fry stores, and then also up in Flagstaff. So, and I know our signal goes way out, right, Mason? Like we're worldwide. So if somebody's listening and they're from the Cottonwood or Flagstaff areas, obviously the same day will be there. Their turkey drive. So, you know, you can go on over there and support your local community by donating a turkey or any of the fixings. What I found is speaking purely for Prescott Valley and we've been involved with Gloria, is that such a hugely giving community.
Oh, we are.
It is. Definitely. Yes, it is.
And the partners that come together, because we have not only Central Arizona Fire Medical Authority that are out there all day with us, but our police department, our Prescott Valley Police Department officers are there all day. They'll bring a SWAT vehicle or some of their vehicles over for the kids to see. We've got the Wild Turkey Federation.
Yes.
We've got our Chamber Board and ambassadors. They all show up to help.
Mm-hmm.
Plus the food bank people and their volunteers. Mm-hmm. We've got an incredible giving community
that really comes out
to support this and help.
I am amazed at how they really come forth taking care of their people here.
By the end of the day, we're exhausted and we're so filled with just gratefulness and thankfulness for the people that come out. And so many of them said, you know, last year I got a turkey. This year I'm giving a turkey. Oh, those stories give you goosebumps.
Yes. That's great. Yeah.
So again, when is it?
Monday, November 23rd, 12 to 6 at Fry's on Glassford Hill.
And again, you want to, if you're out shopping and you want to make that donation ahead of time, bring it to the food bank. Bring it to the chamber. We'll make sure that it gets there and we can start out helping those people right away.
And also, which other fry store is going to be at? It's going to be in Prescott. Just the one?
No, it's Fair Street and Willow Creek, both.
Yes.
Oh, both of them. All right, good. Yeah. I wasn't sure if they were both going to participate.
Yes.
Fair Street and Willow Creek. And as always, I'm sure that, you know, Sherry will love me to tell you, drop the turkeys off there too. Robert will get it over to down to us and we'll get them to the food bank. You know, we'll take care of it. We want to make sure we help out and have everybody have the Thanksgiving that we all can enjoy, and nobody's left out this year.
And if people want to donate ahead of time, they can always send us a check.
Yes.
That address is P.O. Box 4151, Prescott, Arizona, 86302.
Right. And remember, about $20 can buy a family of four a complete Thanksgiving dinner.
Yes.
So we thank you for all of that. We thank you in advance to everybody listening that's going to come out and help us. And raise me, what, 1 foot for every five turkeys?
Yep.
To 100 feet. So there we go.
I'll
be up there, up there with my waving. Gloria and Brady will be on the ground and with Ann and Bob down there and the rest of the crew. So come on out on Monday, November 23rd, 12 o'clock, 12 afternoon till 6 in the evening for the Flying High Turkey Drive.
Go.
Thank you both for joining us. We're going to take a short break here on Talk the Town Prescott Valley. You're listening to KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, KQ&A Worldwide, Mason.com.
Here I go again.
What do you mean, Bruce?
Making sure everyone knows about Cottonwood Area Transit. Ride anywhere in the Verde Valley with 26 locations in Cottonwood, as well as to Clarkdale and the Verde Villages.
And don't forget, you can ride the Verde Link to Sedona every day and to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Transit.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Hey, everyone out there in Radioland. This is Roxanne. Summer is over and the holidays will be here before we know it. Get a jump on some gifts everyone can enjoy. Here's a deal you can't miss. Purchase two $25 Prescott Brewing Company gift cards at the same time and get a free $10 gift card for yourself. Spend them how you want, when you want, a quick bite, a bit of happy hour, or save them up for a special night out with a friend. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Hey, Arizona, how does an extra $900 per year back in your Social Security sound? Then maybe it's time to look at Medicare Advantage plans from WellCare. WellCare believes in supporting your health and your well-being. And the WellCare Dividend HMO plan does exactly that. You keep more money in your pocket while enjoying extra benefits like dental and vision coverage. To learn more about your options and get back some extra money in your Social Security, call 1-877-MY-WELLCARE. That's 1-877-699-3552. WellCare. Beyond healthcare, a better you. Plans vary by region and not all benefits are covered on all plans. WellCare Health Plans is an HMO, PPO, PFFS plan with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in our plan depends on contract renewal. Please contact WellCare for details. This information is not a complete description of benefits. Call 1-877-699-3552 for more information.
You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. My next guest is somebody who hasn't been with us that long. In fact, when he arrived in June, kind of under the radar, but we know pretty much everything was shut down. Captain Tony Powell with the Salvation Army. How are you?
I am great. Thank you for letting me come by today.
Well, we're glad to have you. You know, the holidays, this is kind of kicking off our holiday season. The holidays are synonymous with the Salvation Army. And red kettles, and just about all a lot of what you do during this time. And yeah. So it's just natural that you'd be one of our first guests to talk about not only the Thanksgiving dinner you have actually on Thanksgiving, but again, as people are doing their holiday shopping, looking at the angel tree and helping others and supporting, you know, your efforts on giving back to the community.
Yes, good. Yes, we're doing Angel Tree, started last week, and so that's at all of our Walmarts right now. Walmart has Angel Tree set up for us. It's the first time, and it's a great thing. And we're already getting gifts. People come by. We have boys and girls on there, and we also have at the mall, we're going to have a teenager tree, and we try to help teenagers because sometimes they're left out. But we have boys and girls on the tree. People pick off an angel tag. They go shop for the kids. They bring it back. There's a barrel there to put them in. It's decorated with Christmas wrapping, and you put the toys in there, and we go by and pick them up, and we bring them back to the warehouse, and we put them in a bag specifically for that kid that's been shopped for.
So when you grab an angel off the tree, and it's, you know, is it designated, well, obviously, boy or girl, but sizes, or is it ages? So
yeah,
that
it'll be, you can look on there. Sometimes people want, you know, for a small kid or a toddler, some people will pick, hey, they want to buy baby stuff. So you can find, there'll be an age on there, and with the age, we ask about clothes because we want to get them not only a toy, but we try to get them some clothes, whether it be pajamas or things like that.
Right.
So the sizes will be on there, and we try to do that. So that they can, you know, get a little assortment of everything.
And then you take with your bag and you put your little angel tag in there and it's seal it up and then put it in the bin.
And
so
drop it in the bin.
And then y'all, you guys wrap it.
Correct.
Or you have elves.
We don't wrap them. What we do is we bring them back to the warehouse. We inventory them and by a number and then we put them in an area so that we can load them in the bags for that specific child, and sometimes there'll be two or three kids in a family, so we'll try to put the family together, and then on the delivery day, then everybody gets their gift, and we want, you know, new things, you know, new toys, new clothes, things like that.
Right.
And it's just exciting to see the smiles on kids' faces of the amazing things that people will still buy, even in the situation we're in now. They still buy amazing gifts.
Well, you know, those that can will to help those that don't have
right. And so we're looking at helping around between 350 and 400 families this year with gifts.
The need is great, as we talked with Ann from the food bank. The need is great,
yes.
You know, across the board this year. So if you're out and about, and I think Walmart, brilliant, put the tree in your lobby. People are coming in your store anywhere. They're going to buy their goodies from your store. I think it's brilliant. Mm-hmm. You know, great relationship to help out, plus obviously making it convenient for, you know, the folks that are already shopping there.
It's convenient,
so I think it's
for
cute.
Walmart, and yeah. It's good for them. But we also have one at the mall. So if they're up at the mall, then they can go to the Prescott Mall, and there's an angel tree up there. And that's where our distribution area will be.
Right. And you mentioned teens. So are for teenagers looking for similar things, or is it more like maybe a gift card?
They like gift cards.
Yeah.
But yeah, we like to, you know, they'll have, you know, maybe they'll have a game on there. A lot of them are gamers, so they like a game that they can play and different things like that. And some of them want books. Some of them want art sets.
Sure.
I see art sets a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Angel Trees, they're up now at the mall and Walmarts.
Correct.
Okay, let's talk about Thanksgiving dinner, because you're telling me you need some drivers still.
Yeah, so we're doing our annual Thanksgiving meal at the Mile High Middle School from 11 to 2 on Thanksgiving Day. And we are looking for a group of 6 people to work in the kitchen where we have the meals prepared. And just because of COVID and social distancing, we'd prefer a family of 6 people or a group of 6 people that know each other that would serve the plates out that are going to go out for people to eat. And then we're looking for drivers to deliver some of the meals, because we're asking people, if they can't get out, if it's a senior, then call us. We'll reserve a plate for them, and we'll have drivers to deliver those to their home, nice and warm.
Mm-hmm. And they get the complete dinner that's served at
the
school.
They get everything everyone gets at the school, with the pie and the trimmings and the roll, you know, the pumpkin pie and all that good stuff. So, yeah, it'll be same meal. And we have carriers that kind of like, you know, they deliver the pizzas and stuff in to the homes.
Absolutely. So what are the hours for the delivery, the same hours?
Same hours from 11 to 2.
11 to 2, but they need to register ahead of time, right?
We would like we'd like to know how many we can deliver. And so we try to set up a delivery route.
Sure.
So some people live in the valley. Some people live up in Prescott or different areas. So
sure.
We'll try to, you know, keep people in the area where they live.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to try to reach as many people as possible.
So your volunteer needs now, because obviously it's open to anyone. It's not necessarily that you have no place else to go. It might be just you choose to fellowship with, make new friends, as
right.
I say.
Right.
And it's not just for homeless.
Right.
Or it's just an alternative to do a different way to have Thanksgiving with friends and family.
Right. And who knows, maybe they might want to come out and drive for the day and help us
volunteer.
Deliver meals, volunteer. And before they leave, we give them a meal to go home so they don't have to cook when they get home. And it's all done for them. And all they do is they eat their meal and it's done.
So how do they get a hold of you to volunteer?
They can call the Salvation Army at our office.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And what is that number?
Oh, let's see.
I know I asked you. I think I have it down here. Do I have it down on my thing? I have to get Brady to make sure he puts the phone numbers on here.
They can call, let's see, the number is 778-0150 and ask for Family Services, which is the ones that are signing them up, yeah.
Okay, and our one last one, Red Kettles and Bell Ringing.
Yeah, we started today.
Oh, today. You got to do
it
a little earlier.
Lobby. Yeah, we had a volunteer who really wanted to ring, and he's visiting us, a friend of ours, and he wants to ring. So we got approval with Hobby Lobby. Could have started yesterday, but we started today. And so he rang there today. We're going to be ringing there up through Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And then next week we'll be starting at some areas. We're going to be True Value, I think, later on in the week. And then, you know, different places, Cow Ranch, Ace Hardware, Walgreens, you know, and then on the Monday, I think it's the 24th, before Thanksgiving, we'll start at Walmart and most of the other places.
Right. Well, my tradition for Red Kettles is I get a bunch of ones.
Right.
And every time I go past a Red Kettle, I put a dollar in. And then pretty soon, you know, I run around 20 different places all through the holidays, so every time everybody gets a dollar.
Right.
So, and that adds up.
Right, it does.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of my tradition, too, is I go out and I check on people, I'll get some change or I'll get some ones. And I try to go see every one of our people at least, you know, one time and thank them for being out and ringing and put something in their kettle, you know.
Right,
Because it's special for us to even be putting in there.
And a lot of those people are volunteers. I know that Gloria and I rang the bells for Salvation Army, and we're kettle elves, as we call ourselves, at Hobby Lobby one year, and just had the best time because we see all of our friends and people you know, and people, again, as I keep saying about our community, is so giving and so generous, and the spirit of the season is truly alive, and you see that.
Yes, we're already signing up some of our service groups to volunteer, and we try to give them priority because if they're going to volunteer for us and they're going to have their face out there, we want to help them promote their group, and we'll give them a good spot that they prefer. You know, we've had some people call for True Value, which they love. And, so we'll have them over there. Or if they want Walmart, we have a group that's just called Wants Walmart. And so we're going to give them a Walmart. So.
Yeah, we kind of want to be in your community, maybe where you see your peoples.
Right, right.
You know, because let me tell you, when I'm ringing a bell and I see my friends go by, they're not walking by without putting a little money in the kettle.
Exactly,
I'm just saying.
Right. Well, and like you're in a service group, you tell your service group, hey, we're ringing on such and such a day. I expect to see you down there.
Absolutely.
And to put a couple bucks in there.
Absolutely.
Know? Even if it's change. We like the green that folds, but, you know, change adds up too.
Right. And really quick, one more way, you can also donate online.
Yeah, you can do online. We're going to actually have a sticker on the kettle stand on the sign that if they have a phone and they have, whether it be Apple Pay, any kind of pay, then they can go on there. There's a QR code on there. They can just scan it with their phone, and automatically it'll go to their phone and say, you're at the Salvation Army Prescott Corps. How much would you like to donate? And they can put whatever amount they want, and it'll send it right to our account here at the bank where we bank.
Very smart, very proactive.
Stay in the valley,
Brady at the office would love that. You're working on a new way to do things,
right,
which he's always saying that. Plus, you know, so many people don't carry cash anymore.
That's right.
Like him. He doesn't carry cash.
Right.
So we got it. Brilliant. Holidays are coming upon us. Salvation Army is out there in front of it, serving the community. Red Kettles, big fundraiser for you to do the work that you always do throughout the year. We'd love to have you back to talk more about after the first of the year, maybe the services you provide, because you do a lot more than just show up during the holidays. You are there 365 days a year for a lot of people.
Right.
So,
thank you.
Captain Tony Pope, thank you.
Thank you for inviting us out.
Okay, always a pleasure. And your Salvation Army is located on?
237 Montezuma. Down on Whiskey Row, right downtown.
All right. And everybody remember, get your dollars in your pockets and drop one in the kettle. Remember the angel tree. And again, Thanksgiving dinner is open for everyone to join for fellowship and a wonderful meal. So thank you for joining us, Captain Tony.
Thank you very much. Have a blessed day.
All right. Well, we're going to have a short break here, and you have some news. And when we come back, more here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM. KQNA.com worldwide, even in Southern California, because my sister Sandy's there, and they're an hour behind.
At Sun Valley Diesel, everything they do is designed to keep you on the road. From routine maintenance to engine rebuilds, Sun Valley Diesel is the go-to place for diesel trucks of every size and shape. Truck on in to Sun Valley Diesel and Tire Repair on Long Mesa Drive in Prescott Valley. Veteran-owned and operated by Don Otto, who says, "We take care of our neighbors. We just happen to fix trucks for a living. Keep on trucking with Sun Valley Diesel and Truck Repair."
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff and Clarkdale and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
1 in 60 children are born to this world with autism. The big question is, what happens to these children when they become adults? Hello, I'm Stacy Barker with Rusty's Morningstar Ranch. For 35 years, we have continued to provide men and women with a safe, nurturing, whole life environment. Please consider supporting Rusty's Morningstar Ranch and our amazing ranchers. Our need is great. Please donate today at rmr.org. Contributions can be made dollar for dollar through Arizona Tax Credit. Thank you.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. The Dewey Humboldt Town Council meets at 6:30 tonight. They'll discuss information received by recruitment firms for the town manager position.
Last week, council directed staff to get information from three firms, Interim Public Management, KRW Associates, and Municipal Solutions for the position. According to town manager Ed Hanks, staff has received information from the Fountain Hill-based Interim Management and the Goodyear-based Municipal Solutions, but they haven't heard from KRW yet. For information on how to watch, visit dhaz.gov. I'm Nick Canuel reporting.
Yavapai County Community Health Services reports 199 new COVID-19 cases, 5 confirmed deaths, and 4 probable deaths since Friday. YRMC East is caring for 9 COVID-19 patients. YRMC West is caring for 4, with a total of 4 persons under investigation. The Verde Valley Medical Center reports 9 COVID hospitalizations and 12 PUI. The VA reports 1 COVID patient. Sunny and cold today, chilling overnight to a mostly clear 24 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt, but warming quickly to 59 tomorrow, Thursday and Saturday, 55 Friday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, chilling after bedtime to near 25, heating back up to the mostly sunny mid to upper 60s Wednesday through Saturday, with a 20% chance for a lunchtime rain Friday across the area. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley will continue in a moment on KQ&A.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our 3 great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
We're told that staying in the moment is one path to a happy life. The Breast Care Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center is here to help you on that journey. Rest assured that when it comes to your breast health, YRMC's Breast Care Center sets the standard of excellence in our community. What does that mean to you? It means state-of-the-art screening technology, exceptional and experienced providers, a compassionate and supportive team, and, if you need it, YRMC's Breast Care Center is ready with the most advanced diagnostic studies and customized treatment options. Staying in the moment. Inspired by you.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. No, we are not having Chamber Spotlight on Business because it's good. We're coming on the holidays and we have so many wonderful things going on. And really, for the third year, one of my favorite activities and events, Festival of the Trees 2020, I have Kara Peterson, the founder of Kind to Find, a nonprofit organization in our community, joining me today in the studio to talk about this year's Festival of Trees. Welcome, Kara.
Thank you, Marnie. And it's always great to talk to you since you were one of our first judges.
I was. Now, if you remember your tree and I didn't give you an award, I'm sorry. No. What an event. And I remember walking through and seeing those trees and realized, Kara, you had a new fabulous event on your hands that was successful. It was part is a fundraiser for Kind to Find. But, you know, we have so many things going on. You pick something and you ran with it. It was new and unique. And here we are in the third year.
We are. And it's unique from what it was.
Right.
Yes, because we're all on plan B now.
We are. And I'm actually so excited about this new plan.
Mm-hmm.
Dare I say this may be the plan? I don't know if I can say that. I don't know if I should say that. But I'm really excited about this plan.
Well, I'm excited about it because you've opened it up to the world. It's not just somebody that can drive to see them. I mean, and with that, I'm going to let you explain how it was before. You know, a little bit, and then what you're doing now that has grown it to be, you know, more accessible, and everybody can see these trees.
Okay, so in a nutshell, a Festival of Trees is at an event space. It's about 4 days, and businesses come. They decorate these glorious trees. You come through, you look at them, you ooh, you ah, you buy the tree. It supports Kind to Find. We're happy. We all go home, and you take the tree home, and that's what it usually is. We also have some events throughout the time. Now what we're doing is we're providing for two different kinds of people. The people who want to get out, they're like, oh, I'm so ready to go do something. And the businesses who are saying, please come see our stores. And the people who are like, you know what, we need to stay home or we want to stay home. We have a festival for you too. And the way that's working is the trees are at the businesses. So we will not have 775 people, which was our attendance last year. We will not have them all at one space.
Right.
We have 34 businesses that you will filter through over a 10-day period to go look at those trees. So it's more of a tour of trees.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to all of them and get your tree tracker stamped, which you will be able to download from the website or pick up at those businesses while supplies last, but they'll always be on the website to download. If you get them stamped at each location and turn it in at Finley Subaru, who's our sponsor, then you have a chance to win an iPad. The other thing you can do is you can stay home and you can see all of the trees and the amazing auction items. You can vote on the trees, and that's how we're making our money this year, is we're asking you to donate to vote, and the business that raises the most money for Kind to Find, it was supposed to be $1,500 worth of advertising. It's now, because of these amazing media sponsors, up to a $3,000 package for the,
wow.
that winner.
Mm-hmm. So that's terrific for our businesses. How many did you say you had?
34, including us.
34 businesses, and there's trees at every location.
Yes, there were five of us that were quote-unquote homeless because Kind to Find doesn't have an office, And we had one Chino Valley business, and so we didn't want everybody to have to trek out to Chino for the one business. We were afraid some people wouldn't. And we wanted that person to get as much shine as everybody else.
Right.
So Finley Subaru has graciously hosted all of us. So you will see five businesses at Finley Subaru.
Okay. All right. Now, is there a map or a – well, it's online. So is there a description – a plan that you have so somebody can go there and look at it, a brochure or information on where these businesses are and the kinds of trees they have?
So at the end of today, the website, which is kinddefined.org/trees, so that's kinddefined.org/trees, that will be updated quite a bit. It might not be perfect yet, but you will be able to go view trees, and a lot of the tree pictures will be up. Mm-hmm. But there will also be a place that says download the map, and that will be a PDF version. It's like 4 pages, but you will be able to see all of them and the 4 zones that the trees are in. So you can do this in 4 easy days.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have like 2,500 of these printed out. All of the businesses have them. And if you're a business who would be willing to have them, I would love to bring some by.
Well, we have them at the Chamber, too. So if you want to come over and start with the Prescott Valley area quadrant,
yes,
one of the zones, we have them. Oh, my gosh, this Pioneer Tidal, Full Swing, The Cut Above. Let's see, Smart Girls, Yavapai Matters, and I have to look the one, oh, Mattress.
You have a high mattress factory.
And an herbal, herbal boutique.
And an herbal
that's
boutique.
That's right. Of course, shame on me. I will definitely go see the trees, every one of them in Prescott Valley, to make my choices and my votes. But again, there's the Prescott Willow Creek area, Prescott Gateway Mall area, downtown Prescott, and the Prescott Valley area. So you've made it convenient by grouping them. So it doesn't seem so overwhelming. And you can say, like, take little bites.
You can. And if you download that map, you'll see that some of the businesses have special offers. Like some of them are the first 5 people each day. Some of them are the first 100 people through the doors over the festival. So you want to look at that map and see what you can get.
Right. Because as you're doing your holiday shopping, pick those businesses first. Right?
Right?
I mean, they're supporting, you know, the community.
Absolutely.
And your organization. So it starts when?
It starts this Friday, November 13th, and it ends November 22nd, which is a Sunday, and that's when we will draw for that iPad.
Now, one of the questions, because it was in the past, will you be able to purchase the trees?
So this year what we did, that's why we're doing the donate to vote. We did not want to stress out our businesses because they're already they have a lot going on. So they're going to be putting up their trees for the season. There are a couple of the businesses, however, that are raffling off their trees or their wreaths. Some of them did wreaths.
Mm-hmm.
So some of them are for auction. So when you go to their trees, you can see that under their auction item, some people didn't do an auction item, but some people, as their auction item, it is their tree.
Oh, okay. But that's all on the website.
It's all on the website.
So you can just cruise around there and have fun.
Yeah, that way people who are at home can do it all from home, and people who are out visiting – it will say right on the tree sign in front of the tree, auction item.
Right.
And it will tell you.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about Kind Defined. I mean, this is a lot of work, and I know you've worked hard on it for the past 3 years. The proceeds go back into Kind Defined. So explain a little bit about what Kind Defined does.
So we are just like your small businesses. We're looking at a lean year. We've had some trouble this past year with COVID. So this fundraiser is what's going to support us for next year. And it supports our fundraising or our programs. And the program that we're most excited about, I'm most excited about, I shouldn't say that, but it's our mission program. And that is our day camps. And we're really excited with the Chino Valley School District because they're working with us. What they did is they said, you should come on this day because this is when our parents need you most.
Mm-hmm.
And as a school district, we will give you room in our school and we'll tell our parents you're available. So it gets rid of our need to find an event space. It gets rid of our need to market. So by working together, we're able to offer free daycare, free art programs, free lunches to those parents who really need it.
Right.
But we also offer our family event days and our kindness challenge, which we had 97 people sign up for this year.
Mm-hmm. Kindness challenge. Explain that.
So that is where we ask you to put one act of kindness as a priority each day and just to try to do that for 14 days.
I think it's beautiful. I mean, I think that we talk about that, especially now, stress, holidays. I mean, we could do a whole show on dealing with not only COVID, but the stress of the holidays and everyone, but kindness, to take that little bit of moment, let that person go ahead of you, you know, let them pass. Just you'll feel so much better. I don't know. I've always found that if I don't say I'm going to cut you off, but instead let them in kindness, I feel better too.
Well, and I think that's what's so profound is so many people, one, don't realize it doesn't take a big act. You don't have to pay any money or buy anybody dinner, right? You can just smile. And by not saying what maybe is the first thought out of your head, how much better do you feel? You don't cycle all of those negative right. thoughts in your head all day. Instead, you feel so good and so
mm-hmm.
light.
Mm-hmm. It's a mindset, and it's a culture. That's what you're creating through Kind to Find, is a culture of kindness. And one begins another, begins another, and then pretty soon you have that, everybody thinking about it. And you start a lot of it at the early ages for the kids. So it works.
Absolutely.
Back to trees. This Friday, up on the website?
Yes.
Ready to go? We can start looking at them?
Yes, you might. And we've encouraged people to look now and just watch what we're doing. We're okay with that.
Nice. So it's coming up. Again, Festival of Trees 2020, in person and online, November 13th through the 22nd. Go and download your map, your tree tracker. That's a mouthful. Your tree tracker. And support Kind to Find and get the spirit of the holiday season going now.
Absolutely. And support our small businesses. Shop local.
You took the words right out of my mouth, Kara. I think I should put her in the Chamber of Commerce and give her a job there. All right. Thank you for joining us here. I look forward to seeing it, and I plan on participating. So look forward to your Festival of Trees.
Great. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited.
Kara Peterson, thank you so much. Kind to Find. Short break. When we come back, time to say goodbye on the first show of November 4, the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQ&A.com.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Hey everyone out there in Radio Land, this is Roxanne. Summer is over and the holidays will be here before we know it. Get a jump on some gifts everyone can enjoy. Here's a deal you can't miss. Purchase two $25 Prescott Brewing Company gift cards at the same time and get a free $10 gift card for yourself. Spend them how you want, when you want, a quick bite, a bit of happy hour, or save them up for a special night out with a friend. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Here I go again.
What do you mean, Bruce?
Making sure everyone knows about Cottonwood Area Transit. Ride anywhere in the Verde Valley with 26 locations in Cottonwood, as well as to Clarkdale and the Verde Villages.
And don't forget, you can ride the Verde Link to Sedona every day and to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Transit.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit. Here I go.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
As a minimalist, paying less for insurance is more.
Nice place. Is your house a bubble?
It's a dome. I find corners unnecessary.
At Liberty Mutual, that's how we feel about overpaying for insurance.
But I do miss having shelves.
What would you put on them?
Nothing, obviously.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Hey, as we're talking about holiday things going on, a new event happening on Saturday, December the 12th, hosted by the Town of Prescott Valley and their Parks and Recreation Department, is the Turkey Toss. And it's a combination corn toss tournament and a food drive and other activities and fun things going on throughout the day. It's from 12 to 5. You can register for your team to play in the tournament, which I think is $10 per team. And that's by going to pvaz.net, Parks and Recreation. I'm looking for it because I got my corn toss partner and we're going to be out there playing. But the rest of the activities during the day are free. So the corn toss is really being entering yourself into the tournament is the fun stuff, but all things all day are free except for being a part of the corn toss tournament, which is going to be fun. So it's called Turkey Toss. It's a new event happening with the Town of Prescott Valley kicking off. So it's Saturday, December the 12th from 12 to 5, and it'll be at the Civic, it's at the Boys and Girls Club. So it'll be out there at Mountain Valley Park by the Boys and Girls Club. So, you know, you're looking for things to do through the holidays, lots of things that just don't cost any money or they're just fun to do. So we're going to be talking about them a lot on the show. We'll be bringing back our Chamber Spotlight on Business in 2 weeks. But meanwhile, next week we've got our mayor, Cal Palgoda, and I'm sure he'll be fun, full of great information going on as we look forward to the holidays. Remember to stay local, shop local, support local, and stay local. That's the Prescott Valley way. Have a great 2 weeks, everyone. Marnie Yule, thanks for joining us.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson & Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.